This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 9th. God's word to you today is the I Am. Our scripture reading is taken from John 11, verses 25 to 26, and it says, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this, Martha? Resurrection and life is not an event or a time. Resurrection and life is a person. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Not a theological expression anymore, but a living, breathing human being. Jesus stood there, and Martha was pointing to a future event, and Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega. The future event is complete in me. I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection you want in the future, you can have now. The things you're trusting God for when you get to heaven, Jesus is saying, you can have them right now in Him. It is available now in Christ Jesus. Do you believe? One of Jesus' disturbing habits is positing himself as the answer to a critical issue. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. That was very disturbing for people in that culture. This was Jesus, the carpenter's son, who was not even up to 40 years old, that they knew, and he's saying, I am the resurrection and the life. Can you think of other examples where Jesus posited himself and pitched himself as the answer to life's problems? One of such is when he said, I am the bread of life, according to John 6, verse 35. Come and eat me and have life. Jesus, seriously. He says, yes, anyone who does not eat my flesh and drink my blood does not have life. Very disturbing. Another is, I am the way, the truth, and the life, according to John 14, verse 6. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, very disturbing. But he did not stop there. Jesus said, in case you think I'm saying I am a way, I am not a way. I am the way. And nobody comes to the Father except by me. Jesus was so religiously intolerant, very disturbing, and politically incorrect. Jesus was saying, take it or leave it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world, according to John 8, verse 12. I am the good shepherd, according to John 10, verses 11 to 18. I am the gate, according to John 10, verse 7. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing, according to John 15, verse 5. This is who Jesus is. And he did not leave any room for guesswork. This is one of the things you have to love about Jesus. He did not leave space for speculation. He says, this is it. I am who I am. Take it or leave it. John 11 verse 35 says, then Jesus wept. The word here is idakrisen. It appears only in the New Testament. It means silently tearing up with tears running down the cheeks. This is important because in John 11 verse 33, the word used to describe the weeping and wailing of Mary and her friends is kleio, which means an outburst of uncontrollable tears and crying. Mary and Martha cried, they wept, and Jesus wept. The word weeping and wept in the English version is not the same in the original, the Greek version. One is grief, rolling down his cheek, and the other one is screaming and wailing. Why did Jesus weep? One of the answers is in John 11, verse 33. When Martha came, did Jesus weep? No, it was a logical intellectual exchange. But when Mary came, Jesus wept. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are who you say you are. I ask that you help me approach you with the understanding of who you are. Take your place as Lord in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.